Is there like a specific moment that you felt that you realized you wanted something different? That
I recognized when I left that I wanted something different because it was not a good experience at home. It was not pleasant to be there. My parents were fighting constantly and so on. My parents do when they're splitting up. So every Sunday when my friends would go to church, I would go for a walk for 3 or 4 hours and think about my life and what was important. So I talked my two friends into trying to go to St. George almost a month early and sleep in the park every day. And we had our cars full of our stuff, and we went to the St. George Park in the middle of town. And every night we just roll out our sleeping bags and go to sleep. And probably about the third week, the people who worked at the park started turning the sprinklers on us in the middle of the night.
did they?
I think they started recognizing their people did that kind of thing from time to time. They would just sleep in the park as they traveled around, and it was pretty relatively safe at that point to do that.
So you spent the month there, and then you said that was a pretty transformational year for you. Can
Yes.
you tell me why, what happened?
Probably is this the point where I found God within myself. I mean, I was brought up to go to church and such, but kind of found myself getting away from home. I mean, my parents did their best, and I don't hold any grudges or anything about that. Situations and circumstances happened there, and I decided I wanted something different in my life. And that's where I made some changes. And, after that year of college, I went away on a mission to Arkansas, did that for 2 years, and came back and started school at the University of Utah. There was a cheerleader there, a girl who decided she liked me.
I met him at the Institute of Religion. He was eating lunch there, looking like deer in the headlight guy, because he had just been home for a couple of days. And
I introduced myself. She doesn't remember.
I don't remember that. So, but I do remember later him sitting there peering over a lunch sack, looking lost, and started dating by December.
Now, let's hear a little bit about your take on when you met mom.
She said, "Would you take me out on a date?" And I said, "Okay, I'm in a cute cheerleader. Why wouldn't you do that?" And we went out on a date. And as we were leaving to go, she said, "We're gonna go on this date, but do you mind if we pray first?" And I'm like, "Pray first? That's kind of weird." So I said, "Yeah." And we started praying every day.
So you met each other, dad was lost, mom found you. Can you think of a date that was particularly fun?
I think the first time we kissed was in the basement in my house. We had a pool table, and it was a great excuse to take girls and kiss. And so I kissed her, and it'd been 2.5 years since I'd kissed a girl, and so it'd been quite a long time. And I remember I grabbed her hand and put it on my heart and said, "Feel my heart is coming out of my chest."
Okay.
It was awesome.